Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hollis Chapman Show on Blog Talk Radio. Happy Friday to you. I hope everything's going well where we're at. And I hope the weather is where you're at. It's good because out here in Tempe, Arizona, we've had some nice rain, so we're feeling good out here. All right, we have a great show lineup for you today. I guess she's here to talk about her last book, Nutrility, her new book, and it's awesome. She's here to talk about Hit and Run. A thrilling novel of romantic suspense. Would you like that? Romantic suspense. Now, it's a good time to get a good book and get two or three good books because you can't go anywhere. So you sit back, get a cup of coffee and start enjoying the great books and what she's got going on. Some of the things that said about her, said about the reviews are keeps you on the edge of your seat. Master of the Dark Web, but now trouble has arrived at her front door. Crazy things like that, right? The self-reliant, fiercely independent hacker knows that she'll need help if she's going to survive the latest contract to build cutting-edge facial recognition software. That's some of the characters in her book. So how cool is that? So without further ado, let's welcome to our show, Ms. Lori Matthews.
Yeah.
Hi, Lori. Thank you very much for joining us today. We appreciate it. I think we had a little lag there for a second, so I kind of missed what you said. But thank you so much for joining us. Happy Friday to you. And congratulations on your third book.
Well, thank you very much. And happy Friday to you. Some weeks it seems really long getting here, doesn't it?
It's so good. Thank you. Yeah, Hit and Run, your new book. Awesome. Okay, so before we get into the questions, please introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about yourself, and a little bit about your new book.
Okay, so as you said, this is my third book in the Callahan Security series. So I've been writing, I started putting them out this year, but I've been writing for a few years, building them up. I was born and raised in Nova Scotia, actually. So this has kind of been something I've been working on in the back of my mind for quite some time, and I finally had got around to putting it down on paper and getting it moving. So it's been a lot of fun so far this year. I mean, most people can't say that about 2020, but I can actually say it hasn't been a bad year, Knockwood, in terms of writing and putting out books. It's been horrible everywhere else. So it's the one bright spot.
Hit and Run. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so Hit and Run, it's the third book in the series. It focuses on Gage, who's the middle brother, and he has to find a computer programmer by the name of Daniela Pierce and bring her back to New York. And it turns out when he finds her in Alaska that she's actually a hacker. And someone else has found her too, and they want her software, and they've already tried to kill her to get it. So Gage has to get them back to New York without losing the software or getting them both killed. And this series has been described as Jason Bourne with a side hot romance. And I think that just sums it up. Mm. It's got a bit of something for everyone, full of twists and turns, and yet there's also that romantic side story. So it's fabulous.
Outstanding. Hit and Run. Very simple. Okay, but Hit and Run, kind of explain the cover of your book, Hit and Run, because I do like all your book titles and covers. Very short and simple. So explain how you come up with the very short and simple cover titles and explain your awesome cover of Hit and Run.
So on the cover, you'll see Danny and Gage, the two people, but it also has Danny with her backpack because you'll find in the story she keeps her laptop with her no matter where she is, no matter what she's doing. So that backpack is always on her person. And that was something that I really wanted to come across in the cover because it means so much to her. That laptop is a lifeline to so many things. And then you can kind of see Alaska in the background because that's where they start their whole adventure. Hit and Run and the other two in the series, the first one is Break and Enter and the next one is Smash and Grab. I actually came up with Hit and Run first, even though it's the third book, and the title, and I thought, well, what else would go with Hit and Run? And I started thinking about, okay, so crimes, Hit and Run, and that's how I came up with Break and Enter, Smash and Grab. And I thought they were short and sweet, and they stick in your mind. And so I thought it was a good combination, especially in a series, to come together and have people remember it.
Outstanding. Well done. I think you did a great job with that. Now, I'm going to go back. Romantic suspense author, that's you, okay? Now, was that something that you kind of grew up being around and seeing, and you got your favorite authors out there who do that? How do you kind of gravitate towards romance suspense?
So the truth is, growing up, both of my parents were readers, which I am so thankful for, and I spent a lot of time at the library. But my mom always read romance, and my dad read suspense. So those are the two types of books that were always around the house. And it just stuck with me because I enjoy them both so much. And so when I decided, I knew early on that I was going to write, I never sort of hesitated in thinking what I was going to write. I always just knew there would be some sort of a suspense book or a thriller with a romantic angle on it. That's just always, since that was my foundation reading.
Now, you had your foundation reading from your parents. Is there any famous authors out there that you follow, that you got your tips from, that you sit there and go, wow, I want to be just like that person?
Oh, yes, for sure. So some of my favorites in the romance world are like Jill Shalvis, Jana McGregor, and then you get into like Melinda Lee and Kendra Elliott. They're all fabulous in the romance slash romantic suspense world. But on the other side of it, like John Sanford and Michael Conley, oh, I adore their books. I snap them up the moment they come out because they write such a riveting tale. And I try and think to myself, what can I do that emulates that in a way? I love how they draw you in with their characters and how you just never know what's going to happen. So that's always been one of my favorites, you know, to just read everything that they put out and try and think about how I can use some of those things in my own work.
Our special guest today is Laurie Matthews, her new book, Hit and Run. Laurie, how do you, because this reading some of your bio stuff, let's read a little bit of your book. You have to have a lot of characters. How do you come up with your characters? How do you kind of pull it all together? Because obviously when you're starting out, you're going back and forth and kind of figure it all out. So when you sit down, this is just some tips that you can give others. You sit down and start writing and then come up with these characters. How do you come up with your characters and how do you start putting them together?
It's so funny. I'd love to be one of those people who organizes it all, and I have friends who are fabulous at this. They have stickies all over like a whiteboard, and it's all organized by chapter. No. I have several incidents in my mind that I want to happen. So every book, it comes to me, the first thing that comes to me is an incident. So, for example, in Hit and Run, there's a kidnapping. So there's actually two kidnappings in it. And I knew there's going to be a kidnapping, and that's how I start. And so from knowing that, I'm blessed in so many ways, but in the fact that my characters come to me, and I know it sounds crazy, writers' brains really are crazy, but they come to me sort of fully formed, and they already have a name, and I know what they look like, and they just start talking to me. And so I have two or three points I want to hit in the story, and in this case, there was a kidnapping, and I just kind of write to those points, because usually my characters will just chat away and tell me exactly what they want to do and what has to happen and all those types of things. And I just go from there. So with this series, the three brothers came to me and I just knew about the three of them and their names and what they like and what they didn't like. So to make sure I know my characters well, I fill out dating forms for them. I download dating apps and I fill them out. And that way, they're like sort of fully formed people. Who would you like to date? Well, this is what I like. These are the movies. These are the food. This is the activity I like to do. And I go through and I fill out dating apps for all my characters.
Wow. I've never heard that before. That's great. I like that. All right. So your first book, your third book. Your first book, you put it out there, and because we all feel this when you put stuff out, put ourselves out there. But you go to Amazon, look at the reviews, what it said about your book. What great stuff. Must make you feel great. What's the changes from when you put your first book out there to your third book out there and seeing the reviews and seeing the comments? Kind of tell us how you felt from the first time to this time and beyond. I want people to write about you and your book.
So I will confess, I don't actually read most of the reviews. And I'll tell you why. If I read them and they say something and it sticks in my head, then I'm always thinking that for the next thing. Whether it's good or bad, it just sticks in my brain and I can't get rid of it. So what I do is look at the star ratings and know that, okay, people seem to like it. Because when I put that first book out, oh my God, you're putting this thing out there and thinking, what if everybody in the world hates it? Because when you write, it's always in a vacuum, right? I sit in my little office and I pound away on the keyboard and I tell my kids to leave me alone and try and get them to take the dog out and all those things. So it's just weird because you're in a vacuum and as a writer, and I'm sure most writers go through this, you love it at one point, you hate it at another point, you're sure it's absolute garbage at a third point, so you have no clue. So when I put out my first book, my goal was to sell 100 copies to people I didn't know. That was it. That was my full goal. So now with my third book, of course, the goal has gone to sell a lot more copies, but it's also to write something. I read like little snippets. I don't read the whole review, but to just make sure that I'm still giving them something they want, you know, the fans. I'm still giving them a lots of suspense that makes them sit on the edge of their seat, and I'm giving them a little bit of romance that makes them happy too, and that's all I aim for. So I try not to take too much of it to heart. I have friends who read every review and pore over them, and I just know I would drive myself insane if I did that. I'd never write another word because I'd be so worried. What if I don't do it well again? What if they don't like the next one? Oh, no, they hated this one. Maybe I shouldn't write again. It's just craziness.
Very good. Okay, so the one I want to talk to you about is keeps you on the edge of your seat. And I won. That was the first one off of Amazon. Now, kind of go back to your book and maybe remember when that person might have said about that. What's some juicy stuff you can show us today that I want people to go and buy your books? So from your book, give us a little something juicy to keep us on the edge of our seat when we go and buy our book.
Okay. So from the first one, Break and Enter, there's an explosion that's really unexpected. I love to do, this is what I think is so important with suspense. You have to do the unexpected. So things are happening and everybody thinks they know what's going on. And then boom, literally there's a huge boom and an explosion happens and it changes the entire story. And that's what I love to do. So there's an explosion in that one. I'm trying to think what else happens in that one. Oh, there's so many things that happen. It opens, that one called Break and Enter, it opens with a scene where the heroine is actually a thief and she's stealing something. It's fabulous. It's great fun. And she's her getaway is hilarious. It's in Venice, and it just starts with so much fun and goes from there. And then the second book, Smash and Grab, so many things happen, but at one point there's a car accident that's caused by a hail of gunfire. And that's another sort of thing that just keeps people going because the two characters are in the middle of a conversation and then boom, there's a hail of gunfire and the car crashes and all these things go from there. They get kidnapped and things happen. And there's just, for me as a writer, I have to be interested in the story too. So to keep myself interested, I throw those things in there. I have, and you'll love this, on my computer screen, I actually have a piece of a sticky that says, and then aliens came down, to remind me that at any given moment, I need to be aware that something could happen in the story and twist it and change it. And that's how I keep people on the edge of their seat. Because at any given moment, as soon as what I think as a reader comes along and expects the next thing, I change it up because I don't want them to expect it. So in Hit and Run, there's a kidnapping that happens that is expected, and then a kidnapping that happens that isn't expected. There's gunfire, and there's chases, and there's an exchange. There's all kinds of cool things. But anytime, I'll warn you now, anytime you read my book and you think you know what's going to happen next, that's not what happens.
That's the fun part about writing. It's not, you know what I'm so impressed is that the passion you have for what you're doing. And I love that. You sound great. You sound excited about it. You have great passion. And we all kind of feed off that. That's wonderful. Our special guest today is Lori Matthews and her book, Hit and Run. Lori, where do we go after this show to get your books?
I'm sorry, pardon me? One more time?
Where do we go after this show to get your books?
Amazon. Oh, there you go. I'm so sorry. You can get them on Amazon. You can get them on Barnes & Noble, Kobo, the usual spots. They're all available.
Outstanding. Now, you're sitting there getting ready, and you said you have children. You have a pet, obviously. When is a good time for Lori to write, start writing? Is there certain times of the day, or are you just going to leave it up in the air? Or because what you're doing is kind of giving us a tip. I mean, are you a day person, the afternoon, night person? So I've had guests and come on, and they write between 1 and 5 in the morning, stuff like that. When is a great time for you to write?
So I try and write. Notice the word try in there. I try and write during the day. I will say, you know, sort of early to late afternoon, somewhere in that stretch. But I find more and more I'm starting to write more at night when things are calmer and everyone's going about their own stuff. And again, some nights, so when my characters talk to me, sometimes they wake me up at like 2 a.m. and start chatting away, and I will get up then and write because it's there and it's at that moment. So they're not going to let me sleep. I might as well take advantage of it and put it down. But usually I try to keep it during daylight hours so I can get some sleep. But it varies, really. Depends on the day and the time and what's going on and all those other things.
Well, very good. How long does it take you to write a book, start to finish?
Start to finish, first draft, about 3 months. I can usually sit down. Once the characters start talking, I can usually sit down and just put it out in about 3 months. Although every once in a while they get silent, which tells me that I've made a wrong turn. I have learned over time you cannot force your characters to do the things you want them to do. They're going to tell you what they want to do. And if they get silent, it means I've tried to do something I'm not supposed to do. So other than that, it's usually about 3 months. And then I go back over it for another 4th month. And then it goes into like the editors and all that stuff. But usually about 3 months.
Now, that what you said about forcing your characters, does that kind of help you get over that writer's block? Or do you have a problem with writer's block, or is that a great tip saying that don't force your characters?
That's really what works for me is I know if I sit down to write and it's not coming, it usually means I've made a wrong turn. I've done something that just doesn't fit because now I don't know where to go with my characters or they're not talking to me and there's something wrong with it. And I find if I go back and I read what I've written and then sort of take a step back from it, it sort of clears itself up and I realize, okay, I need to go this way instead of that. Or a lot of times I'm reading and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I missed an opportunity to have a twist right here and I need that twist. And that's what keeps it going. So it's more a case of going over my work and knowing, oh, that's where I went wrong. Writer's block to me only comes if I've gone wrong, you know, and that's the type of thing. Although, you know, as a writer, I will say there are days when you just don't feel creative, when the characters are just sort of, I picture them as chilling by the pool. They're having a pool day, as I call it. And I need like, okay, I just need to relax. They're having a pool day. I need a pool day. We'll just relax together. And then tomorrow we'll pick it up. Because sometimes it's hard to create, especially this year with so much distraction on the outside. It can be kind of hard some days to focus in and not listen to the news and, you know, not panic about everything. So there's those moments, but mostly writer's block is because I've taken a wrong turn. And once I figure that out, it all flows again.
I mean, you're so right about writing because I don't write a book. I write my posts, my blog. I usually try to get around 1,500 words. And with everything going on out there, something that really strikes you with things. And because you're stressed, you don't know what's going on, this and that, you can't do your normal thing. So I've had times where I won't put up a post for a month because it's just not there. You know, it's just like, shoot. I'm thinking about so many other things that I can't sit down and create and do what I have to do to put the post together. So that's a great tip from you about that, because like I said, you can't force it. When I'm writing, when I feel myself writing my blog, it's coming real nice. It's coming easy, you know. Either talk about authors, talk about putting things together for authors and stuff like that. Otherwise, it's like, what am I doing? Let me just put this away for a little bit and come back later, you know, like that. But you're right.
It's so true.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's so true. You just can't force it. I mean, some people, you can make it your 9-to-5 job. I know writers that do that and come every day and write, and I think that's awesome. But there are days when I can't force it to happen, because when I do, I feel like, you know, in Peanuts, when the parents talk, wah, 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 that's what I feel like I'm writing across the screen, wah, 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 wah. Okay, something pithy here, like in brackets, there's no point.
That's good. Now, you got 3 books out. Now, you said this is your last series. What's next for you for writing your book? I mean, you probably can't stop. I'm sure people are going to sit there and say, please do more, please do more. What's your next step?
So I have So I have 2 novellas coming out at the end of this year. I have 1 in October and 1 in December. They're both with L. James writes something called the Brotherhood Protector series. So I'm doing 2 novellas with her series for the rest of this year. And then next year, hopefully in spring, there'll be a brand new series. The first book in a brand new series will be out.
Oh, nice. Okay. Now, when things go back to normal, are you out there doing the book signing, stuff like that? Has that worked for you? Or what does Lori do to promote your book and your series and your what you do? What do you do? You're talking to authors now. You're out there. You're looking at authors. You're talking to them. They ask you, Lori, how do you promote your book? How do you sell more than 100 books? Tell them how to help their way through that.
So, you know, it's so funny because at the beginning of this year, I decided to start putting out my series. And of course, then COVID hit. So I haven't actually been out there yet. And when I asked myself, how am I going to promote these books? I do not know. There will be, I'm sure, like days when I get to go out there and promote and do in-person signings, hopefully, and things like that. But for now, it's all been online promotion through all the social media, especially Facebook. I do a lot on Facebook. And I'm learning about Instagram. I will not say I'm fabulous at Instagram. I'm learning how to do the social media and try and connect with people. And I love to chat with people, so I love to connect. But it's so hard when these days it's 6 feet apart and you know, you don't really want to leave the house. So I'm looking forward to, when all this is over, actually getting out there and meeting people and chatting with them, because I love to hear. I don't want to read the reviews, but I'd love to hear from an individual reader. Come tell me what you liked about it and what you didn't like about it, because then I get a better sense of it. I find sometimes when people leave reviews, it's really hard to get like some of the things down that they've said. Like, is you know, you're trying to put some sort of tone to the words, right? So I love to connect with people individually, and I'm really looking forward to being able to get out there after this is all done and do it, like get out there and do signings and meet people. But so far, it's all been social media. So if you see me on social media, please connect up, say hello, any of those things. I'd love to hear from you.
You know, it's, and again, Facebook and stuff is awesome. Instagram is part of Facebook, so that's awesome. But mimicking, as you would see, if you notice your Facebook stuff, your feed, they're changing things too, because they don't want to have crazy things happen because of the election going on. So right now they're tightening things up. They don't sit there and they only do a lot of feeds to your groups and stuff like that. So they're trying to keep a handle on the bad stuff, what happened before when getting the presidents being elected and these false votes and stuff like that. So when you start seeing changes with Facebook, it's gotta be patient, because they're trying to work some things through because it's an election and stuff like that. But it drives me crazy. It's all of a sudden like, where is all my stuff? You know, you post stuff, you show people come on the show. It's like, where is all my stuff at? But you know,
that's
what they gotta go through now. Go ahead.
in this environment for us as writers and, you know, presenters in a way, it to connect with people becomes so complicated. And it's a little frustrating because you're trying to reach out. And like you say, Facebook suddenly pulls your posts or they say you can't put this, even though it's already been up for 24 hours. And you're like, but what? people really like that one. So, I think fans have to be patient, too. I mean, we're all going through this and it seems to just morph daily as to what you try and put out there and you're hoping to get people to connect with. And then it's gone the next day and you have to start again. So, it's a little strange time, I have to say.
Yeah, it's called because of the election, stuff like that. So we all got to be patient. All right, before we get to the final comment, it goes by so fast. Please tell us again, where do we go to get your wonderful books? And where do we go to kind of follow you?
So you can buy my stuff on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo. And you can follow me. My website is Lori Matthews Books. .com, and that's Matthews with two T's. You can also, there's links on the website to buy my books, and you can follow me on Facebook, again, Lori Matthews Books, and Instagram. So you can follow me there, and actually you can even email me if you want at hello@LoriMatthewsBooks.com. I check that daily and hope to connect with people. So you can find me and get my Callahan Security series. Break and Enter is the first one, Smash and Grab's the second, and Hit and Run is the latest one out. So please drop by the site or check me out on social media and say hello.
Outstanding. You know, the final comment, is there a movie, TV series, maybe in the possibility in what you're doing? Because I think it sounds and looks great where it could be. And the reason why I say this, too, is because of so much home stuff and Netflix and all these streaming services, they're looking for a lot of content. So if you haven't thought about it, maybe you should think about it because they're looking for a lot of content out there. What's your thoughts about maybe possibility movie, TV series?
I would love it. That would be a dream come true. And actually, it's so funny because a lot of writers think in words and I'm an image person.
Yeah.
So when I write, it actually plays like a movie in my head. And I've had a lot of people come up to me and tell me, like connect with me online and tell me, I could so see it. I could see this scene. And I'm thinking, yes, that's exactly because that's how I think and that's how I write I write the scenes in my head. So I would adore it if somebody wanted to make this TV movie, whatever they want to do, that would be so fabulous. It would be a dream come true because that's actually how I see them in my head.
That's so cool. I think we can make that happen. We can help you make that happen. Lori, thank you so much for joining us today and showing us the great things that you do. You have a great weekend. You be safe. You keep on doing the great things of writing and visualizing that TV, and it's going to come true. Have a great weekend, Lori. Thank you so much.
You too. Thanks so much.
Appreciate that. All right. All right, guys. What a great show that was with Lori Matthews. Please go to her Amazon. Got her stuff. Her books are great. I love the covers. Great stuff. Like she said, she writes in movie TV. That's how she writes. So don't be surprised to see it on a movie TV because all these shows, all these streaming networks, you know, they're all popping up. They don't need content. Good content. You know, the Netflix and MGM and all these people now are putting stuff online. So they always need content. Great content. So I wish Lori luck with that because I really do. Hey, it's going to be a nice Friday, nice weekend here in Arizona. So I hope it's nice and cool where you're at. Okay. Join us Tuesday on Hollis Tavish on Blog Talk Radio. We've got a special guest. And I think we should have a good week next week with everybody. So that's awesome. Be good. Be safe. As always, I'll see you next time.